Blog Talk Radio.
Appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg's plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States.
Right.
He's a traitor!
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property.
Some shots were fired.
There's Bilderbergers right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop it here in Texas. We stop the new world order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
President of the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Yes. Humanity will defeat him. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
When a silent majority allows their nation to lose its common sense, that nation is lost, and you are allowing them to take your country away from you. Is it common sense to adore at the altar of multiculturalism? Read your world history. Not one nation has survived as a multiculture. It's the uniculture that is your strength. One country, one culture, one language. Is it common sense that 84% of the people want to make English the official language of America, but your majority political party espouses insanity, ignores the people, and says no? Is it common sense that 53 countries, mostly in Africa, have declared English to be their national language, and the party who declares we will unite you says press 2 for Spanish? Is it common sense to adopt your new national religion of diversity when the very word means disunity? We founded a country on similarities, not diversities. One country, one culture, one language. You cry out for unity, but is it common sense to continue to identify yourselves by your ethnicities and not your nationalism? White-America, Black-America, Chinese-America, Hispanic-American, gay and lesbian-American, the Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, the Woman's Caucus. You want unity? Change your language. Isn't it time, once again, we all became just plain Americans? Or is that too much common sense? Is it your new common sense now to stand up and cheer when a presidential candidate wants to hand over the health care system to that same government who has run Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and 12 other entitlement programs into bankruptcy? A government bureaucracy who can't run a railroad, your airports, secure your borders, or find 15 to 20 million illegal aliens? That same government that allows Islamic women to take their driver's license picture wearing a neck scarf covering their face because it offends their belief. What's next? Allowing the Ku Klux Klan wearing their hoods? Is it common sense to bankrupt the American treasury? Fighting wars for countries whose silent majority won't fight for themselves? Your debt is now $9.4 trillion. Is it common sense to continue to give away $9 billion of taxpayer money to unfriendly countries in foreign aid, including $2 billion a year to Egypt, who votes against the United States 80% of the time in the United Nations? All this while your own inner cities crumble. 40% of your high school graduates can only read or write at a fourth grade level. You have to import people from China and India for your high-tech industry because you haven't got enough smart people in America. And New Orleans and the flood victims of Iowa continue to be forgotten. This is madness. Lay down your misplaced global burden and rebuild America first. You can't support the world while neglecting your own country. Are you unifying the country with common sense when both of your presidential candidates cry out, "We must show compassion for the 15 to 20 million invaders from south of your border"? But not one word of compassion for the overburdened American taxpayer who is forced to subsidize the invaders by paying over $250 billion of their hard-earned money to establish America as the welfare department of a failed, corrupt foreign country. Are you unifying your country with common sense by sending out your utility bills and your Social Security checks in Spanish? Legal and illegal immigrants have no incentive to learn your unifying language because you make it easy for them not to assimilate. How many of you write in big letters across that bill, "English only, please," and send it back? Stop bending over backwards to accommodate every other culture but your own. Is it common sense to allow your activist judges to ignore your history?
Good evening, everyone. This is Joseph Gibson on Blog Talk Radio. We are live, 100% live. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. I know last night we were going to do a show last night, but you have to understand I have a lot going on right now. I have a child that's about ready to be born. We got to gather things. We have doctor's appointments. There's a lot going on right now. So if we miss one, took off one night, hey. So what? I really didn't have much to say last night anyway. And tonight we're only booked for an hour, so I do appreciate the supporters. And I got a lot of emails. Hey, what happened to the show? Actually, what really happened in the beginning was I did it for 6:30 a.m. And I had to switch it at the last minute. And then at the end, I was like, heck with it. I got too much going on. So I apologize for that. But we're here tonight, and that's all that matters. And I thank the people that are tuning in tonight. I didn't advertise the show. I didn't put it up on Facebook or Twitter and didn't put it on Google. I didn't send it out like I usually do, so we may not get as many listeners as we usually do, but that's okay too. Like I said, we're only booked for an hour, and, we got a lot of crazy weather going on right now in the South. We're in a state of an emergency right now in North Carolina, because we're getting ready for the hurricane. Supposedly there's a hurricane that's going to be pounding down on us, and the governor's already declared a state of emergency. Whatever the heck that means, I don't know. I guess we're supposed to take emergency precautions. I take emergency precautions 7 days a week, year-round. So, am I going to run out to the grocery store and buy 5 loaves of bread tonight? No. We'll be okay. But we've had a lot of flooding problems here in North Carolina, especially Rockingham County and Guilford County from where I'm from. and where I'm broadcasting from, we've had about, yesterday was sunny out. That's the first sunny day we've had probably about 14 days. Believe it or not, it's been raining for about 14 days here. It was cloudy and raining on and off today too. And now we've got a hurricane coming. So they're predicting 10 inches of rain. 10 inches. And if any of you know anything about weather or rain, 10 inches of rain causes a lot of problems. Okay? That's a lot of rain. If you were to multiply that into snow, that would be about 6 feet of snow. Okay? So this is a big storm. So, yeah, we got a lot going on here in North Carolina. South Carolina, the flooding is just horrendous, I heard. So the southeast right now is in bad shape as far as the weather is concerned. But this is Mother Nature. These are the cycles we go through, okay? And the weather has become very eerie and worse throughout the years. Is it because of the program? Is it because of the government messing, you know, putting the storm crystals, the cloud crystals in the air? And, you know, because the government can make rain, you know. They can actually create rain clouds. Not on a large scale, but in localized areas. Look it up. Look up geostratic engineering. Type it into your browser. You get all kinds of information. I know some of you listening tonight may look that up, but there's a lot of you that probably will not either. And when I tell most people about it, I'm, because, you know, they're so dumbed down, and the food, the poison they're eating and the injections they're taking you know, the way they've been educated, they were put in front of a television set in dirty diapers when they were growing up, and the TV was their babysitter. So, you know, they can't communicate. They don't know anything. You know, they go to a public school, and we've already heard from teenagers on this program. They're teaching them nothing. You know, it's hard to get it out of them. At least we did get it out of them, and they told us they were teaching them nothing. I mean, if you remember that show, I think that show was last week. You know, I had to really strategically ask the questions because, you know, they were like deaf mutes. You know, you know, that's how they talk. No communication skills. It's like, hello, Earth to you. How you doing? I mean, I'm not trying to put anybody down. The truth is the truth, and that's what we talk about on this show, understanding the times in which we live in. And if anyone gets offended, too bad, because it's true. Because I had a lot of people tell me, you know, like, wow, you know, what's wrong with the young people today? Well, you know, they can't talk on the phone anymore. They can't communicate anymore. It's text messages, you know, the little codes they use, OMG, BBY, TTT, you know, on these little Facebook pages and everything. You know, street slang, nonsense, stupid, nonsense, things that may turn your brain into mush, immoral things, you know. But they can stay awake till 5 o'clock in the morning playing a video game. They're dedicated to that. Let me tell you that. Wow. You know, I remember when I was visiting my family in Connecticut, my nephew, which, you know, he's turned his life around now. He's in the Army now, and I posted a picture on Facebook of him holding, I believe it's an M16, and he's doing his training. And he's going to be a completely different person, but I'm sure some of you who know, who are supporters of this show and who have listened for since I've started a couple months ago, I had my nephew on this show, and he's gone into the Army. But I remember going up years ago and visiting and staying with my sister and my nephew while we were on vacation, and he would stay awake till 5 o'clock in the morning playing video games. You know, they were into it. You know, and he'd be talking on the phone. They were like, you know, playing together. A couple of his friends, you know, you go online, you play these video games. Man, they can get together. They put so much energy into that, so much thought, you know. Try to get them to come out and plant a garden with you or plant a tree or clean up the yard. Nowhere to be found. Now, that's hard work. I don't know anything about that. That's our youth today. I'm telling you stories about my own personal family. So that's how upfront I am. I'm telling you the truth right now. I'm not telling you fake stories. I'm giving you actual events that I've seen and witnessed within my own family. Okay? So that's how for real this show is. And I'm not a joke like that guy I debated with a couple nights ago there, Zen. His name is Zen. You know, the prophet. Enoch or whatever. Well, you know, if you missed that show, what was it, 2 nights ago we did that show? If you missed that show, let me tell you something. You've got to go back and listen to it. This guy was a cuckoo bird. I mean, I went on to his show. It was I recorded it off of his show, and I played it back for my listeners. And this guy was a whack job, 100%. And I invited him on. No. You know, he would not take my challenge. He was so afraid that I would make him look like an idiot. And I wasn't trying to. I just want to know how these people think, why they believe. You see, I'm a question asker. I like to ask questions. And I know those of you who listen to this show, what do? We call Walmart, we call CVS, we call the Veterans Office. I like to ask questions. Because how else are you supposed to learn? Don't ask questions. You know, unless you're a big mouth and you think you know it all and you want to tell everybody what to do and how to do it, people don't like you. I'll tell you that right now. I don't even like that. I like to ask questions. I want to hear, even if it's nonsense. Because I want to know what standpoint you're coming from, what you're about. You know, I want to know what you believe, because it's a generalization of what society believes and what people are about in your community and around the country. Because, you know, we're around the country. This show is around the country. We're talking to people all over this country. You know, so that's, I want to know. And like I said, when it comes to the teenagers, it's so difficult. You know, I had to really think on how to ask the questions. I couldn't have a normal conversation. I had to really say, how can I ask this where they'll answer properly? Because, you know, they're on my show here, and I want people to understand what they're talking about. You know, it was so difficult now that I think back to it. I mean, they did okay. They explained it, but it was like, I guess, I don't know. Yeah, okay, thank you. They couldn't put together a sentence. It was always one- and two-word phrases. I've noticed that. You ever noticed that, the younger generation? Even when you go like to McDonald's or Burger to a restaurant, you get a young waitress or waiter, they can't talk. It's one or two or three words. It's all they can put together. You know, it's weird. They cannot have a long, lengthy conversation. Not everybody, okay? So don't put me there. I'm talking about a majority of the people today. Not every single person. There's a lot of good people out there today, hardworking people who are trying to make a difference. I've met them, okay? So not everybody, because I know a lot of people jump the gun and they automatically take it to the extreme. There's good people. Oh, yes, there is. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about the populace, the general population, you know? The normal everyday people you come in contact with. So anyway, I've been looking into the gun control debate, and that's heating up again. There's been another shooting, many people dead, from what I hear. I wasn't there, so I don't know if it happened, but the gun control debate is up again in arms. And I figured I'd download something tonight for everyone to listen to about gun control. And these are actually people who advocate gun. They're anti-gun people. I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment. And what the most important question I ask an anti-gun person when they're out there protesting or saying, we want stricter gun laws, or, you know, ban this, ban that. You know what the most important question you need to ask a liberal person is, how do you intend on taking my guns? How do you plan on doing that? You're going to have people with guns to come take my guns? Because you're anti-gun? That makes a lot of sense. You want people in uniform with guns to come take my guns because you're against guns. That makes a lot of sense, don't it? No, they will never answer that question. I guarantee you, they will never answer it. It's hard to get a liberal-minded person or a secular person to answer any type of question. Because they start calling you names and you start arguing and yelling at you. Okay, but ask a gun control advocate person that question. How do you intend on taking my guns? The people who already own guns, how do you plan on doing it? If you get your way. They can't answer. You know, you need to think about that one. Because these people make no logic whatsoever. And we got a lot of clips in this little thing I'm going to play that really makes people wake up. So I'm going to put that on. This is about gun control. So I'm going to go ahead and put that on right now.
We want to interview the moms, the marching, what, Million Mom March or whatever they are. You know where they are? Down there maybe?
We have no idea. We don't.
Roger that. We can't even find them. So we're going to go look for them and ask them a few questions about why they like gun control, why they like statistically more deaths, and why they like Mexico. So, but we're trying. We can't even find them anywhere.
Are you the head of the local organization?
No, I'm not. I'm the head of the local.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good, good. Yeah. Good. So tell us about what you're doing here today.
Well, I would prefer to have just a moment to talk to you off camera before we, you know, you bring your cameras in to our event. Is that okay?
Well, he's just right there.
No, I'm not.
It's just First Amendment. You're a public group. We're just wondering.
I thought this was to raise awareness.
If crime rates have dropped 49% since 1992 because of gun ownership increasing, why would we want to be like Mexico, where they've taken all the guns, they have the highest crime rate in the world, or Chicago?
Okay, I'm not going to stand here and be bullied by you into having a conversation that is not.
Rammed into me.
I know. I came over to ask you to please.
Wow, you just that's like assault.
Yes.
Isn't this a public event?
Why did you touch me?
Because I don't like you.
You don't like me?
No.
Why?
Why did you leave her alone? We're having a peaceful time here.
Well, I just don't want anybody to touch me. You already slammed into me. You're not going to touch me, are you, sir?
Go away. We don't want you here. We don't want you.
What's wrong? We were so friendly.
What public event is this? We don't want to.
We thought you wanted press. We're press. We're here to be friends.
Okay, ready to go.
It went really well. We're going to have more of them. We're going to take our civil rights back.
You're taking your civil rights.
Just like in 1776.
Who took your civil rights?
They've taken the guns in Chicago, New York, D.C.
They're taking your guns?
Feinstein says the goal is to ban all the guns. It says right here.
Nobody's trying to take your toys.
They haven't taken the guns.
Ban assault weapons.
No one
trying to take They're the not guns. Trying.
Says right here.
Wait.
That's
what?
All semi-auto.
Shut up and let me talk.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You are not saying that correctly. We want to ban, she wants to ban assault
Who's
weapons
she?
In the, Diane Feinstein, you're the one that brought her up.
But Bloomberg wants a total ban.
Wait. But they don't want to confiscate
have they
people that are.
Did they confiscate guns in New Orleans?
Picking up every one of them. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. I would have done it.
Have they banned the guns in Chicago and New York and D.C.?
No. They have not.
They have not banned the guns. You do not want our guns. That's well, good.
We want your guns.
Good.
We don't want you here.
Santa Ana wanted the guns.
In reality and statistics, you're very upset. We're very sorry that we brought facts and reality.
What about the 49% drop in violent crime since 1992 because of gun ownership going up? I'm a libertarian. Shake my hand. Come on. Want a hug? How about a hug? How about a hug? Come on. Come on. I support. Yeah, here.
We're being nice about this whole thing.
Yeah, how about be friends? Here.
No.
What's your name?
Matt. Yeah.
Matt, listen, you know Hitler was for gun control.
It's going to be 1776 again, isn't it?
Well, we're trying to avert. We're trying to avert 1776.
Once you bring up Hitler, you're obviously not serious about the conversation.
Oh, no, but Lenin and Stalin and Mao.
Stalin, Hitler. It's just
Santa Ana, they all came to take the guns. Governments don't try to take the guns. Well, here's like people that like gun control ban them all in like Chicago, New York, and D.C. So why wouldn't we think that there's really a plan to register them and take them if they've taken them other places? Real question.
Why do you assume I'm for that?
No, but I'm saying the bills they're trying to move forward. The mayor pro tem of Austin said once we register your guns, we will confiscate them.
That there is no gun ban currently, but because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your side legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
You may be one of the more moderate members, but that's the point. It says ban assault weapons, which is even semi-automatic, and ammunition magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. This is a Bloomberg. You guys don't take money from Bloomberg. No money from Bloomberg.
Your rally that you think was so successful, it's so well accepted in Texas, was not accepted nationwide.
And that'll be used to get guns other places. I know, but here's the deal. We are desensitizing people. Just like you guys say, the Attorney General said we've got to brainwash people that guns can't even be seen in the hands of citizens. So we're not brainwashing, we're reversing. We're openly saying, look, we have a right to own guns.
I don't want people walking around with assault rifles on their backs, walking into Walmart, Starbucks. We don't need
that.
But
you like cops with guns everywhere.
Yes, I
Can
want
I
the
answer
cops
your
to have guns.
Here's the deal, yes. We're going to have the guns everywhere, and if you guys try to take them,
I don't
1776.
See, you know what a gun grab is? It's something that nobody in this country wants.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
A gun grab is something that nobody in this country
wants. Well, sir, all I can say is you are really getting in my space, like your wife came over and pushed up against me.
Why don't you back up?
No, I'm not going to back up. Good. You're the one got in my space.
You know
look
what?
At this. Look at this guy. All right, go ahead. Listen, I don't want to beat an old guy up, so don't touch me, all right?
This guy could take you out in a heartbeat.
I bet he could. I'm not violent.
Why do you think it's okay to sell a gun to someone that you don't know that's not been through a background check?
Should we have a background check for bathtubs every time we take a bath?
We should have a background check for guns.
Should we have a background check for knives?
You don't believe in a background check?
No. Have you heard about
We all know it's a registration. We have your documents.
Have you read the bill of 1565 that says it's against the law to keep a registration and it's a $15,000 fine?
But they've caught them keeping it.
Sell a gun?
They've caught them keeping it.
What do you think about knives? I mean, there's
Ronnie,
a knife
sweetheart.
Assault.
You're giving them what they want. Don't do it anymore.
Listen, don't listen to the facts. Don't listen to the statistics. Just yell at us and
well,
call us names. That's the only thing that works.
Did you know assault rifles are used in 2% of crimes?
I know an assault rifle was used to murder my daughter in Aurora. I know that.
Well, I'm sorry that...
Yeah,
no,
you're sorry.
Not.
I didn't curse
no,
your daughter.
Not.
I mean, that's the big issue, is there's probably five people here against the guns, and they're claiming it's probably true. There's a guy had a lot of sadness in his eyes, that it's his loved one that was lost at Aurora. And that's basically our fault. And the media is preying on these victims of gun control and gun-free zones like movie theaters, schools, and military bases, where the SWAT team was ordered to stand down at the Naval Yard. They are preying on us. And they're preying on people that have had loved ones that are lost in our pain to then blame others that have the right to self-defense when overall in the aggregate, guns are saving more lives than they're losing by 40-plus percent to one. If you look at just 20 years ago, it was 20-plus times a gun was used to stop crime or murder. Now it's 40-plus times on average. And so I'm like, here's the average. I'm sorry bad stuff happens. It's like cars. God forbid my daughter die in a car wreck. I'm not going to then go out, if it's a drunk driver that did it, I'm going to blame him. I'm not going to blame Ford or Chevy.
There was some nonsense in there, but that's, you know, he puts on a show himself, but at least he gets to the point, you know, because I support his show. He does get to the facts, and he does have a lot of listeners to his program, and he does allow you to use anything that he puts out free. And he does not, you know, he doesn't pull the copyright crap. So anything Alex Jones puts out, he allows you to reproduce and put on your show. He doesn't mind. He openly says that on his show, and which is good. But, so I use a lot of his stuff, okay, because he brings a lot of important issues. But this Second Amendment thing, they had a big rally, and now we just had another huge shooting, okay, where I think it's 18 people have died. I could be wrong. The last report I saw was 10, then I heard 18, so I'm not sure how many were killed. But we just had another shooting. So here they go on the bandwagon. Here we go. School just started up. Here we go again. When will you learn? I'm going to tell you something right now. In a public school, or even private schools, and college campuses, okay, kid goes to school, I would love to see a guy sitting there, even a sheriff or a local police officer sitting there all day at the door with a gun on his side. I would like to take it one step further. I would like my child's teacher to have a gun on her side. So that when one of these nut jobs who are programmed probably by the government come in and want to start shooting up the place, my loved ones are protected. I believe you should be allowed to conceal your gun and open carry your gun anywhere you want at any time. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm sitting in a restaurant with my family and there's a guy sitting across from me who has a gun on his side, I feel a hell of a lot safer. Because if some whack job comes in there and wants to shoot the place up, guess what? He's got my back. Common freaking sense. Good God, how could you not see that? How could you not see that? What's wrong with these people? I mean, they say, yeah, knee-jerk reactions, you know. But that's not the... Listen, if one of my loved ones was murdered in one of these shootings, I would not want to ban guns. I'd want to know why. Is he on drugs like that guy in South Carolina, pharmaceutical drugs that make your brain go wacky? Come on. You know, why? I would want to know why it's happening. I'd like to know why people want to kill people. That's what we have to find out. That's how you stop it. Look, if I'm out at the grocery store and some guy cuts out in front of me in line, and I don't have a gun, just let's say, I got a can of soup in my hand, and I take it and I smash him over the back of the head with it, and I kill him. What's that mean? We got to ban all soup now? No, let's look at the problem. Why did I do that? Why was I angry enough to do that? Why did I just kill him? Why would I want to kill another human being? Let's look at that aspect of the problem. Why do people want to kill each other? You're always going to have crime. You're always going to have weird people. You're always going to have a portion of society that is sick. You're always going to have a portion of society that's transgressed against society. So therefore, you're always going to have a criminal element. Okay, that was acknowledged long time ago when they built the first prison. Look it up. But that's the core reason. Why do people want to kill each other? The real me, when the guy cuts in front of me in line, you know what? I'll just mumble under my breath and say, yeah, I'd like to smack him one, but I don't. You want to know why? Because I'm a human being and I don't want to hurt another human being. Unless he's trying to hurt me. You come and try to hurt me or take what I got, then I have to do what I got to do. As a human being and as a male man, as American man, I must my land, family, and home. No matter what, no, at all odds, I must sacrifice. I hope that day never does come. But it does come for a lot of people in society. People break into homes at night. You know, it happens every day in America. The homeowner gets up, shoots the burglar. Some states, it's against the law to do that, you know. In the state of Connecticut, where I'm from, you shoot an intruder, you're going to jail. Here in North Carolina, you're allowed to shoot an intruder. The Castle Doctrine down here is very strict. Very, very strict. Matter of fact, if someone tries to come commit any crime on your property, or even when you're in your car at a stoplight, you are allowed to use deadly force, even if you think you have to, and you should not have. It says it right in the law. You are allowed to use any force necessary to stop any type of transgression against any life, property, or possession that you have. Very clear law in North Carolina. And a lot of other states, they have those laws. But in a lot of liberal states like New York, or you go to like Chicago, like Alex Jones was talking about, you're not allowed to own a gun. Massachusetts, oh God, that's a police state. Wow, that's worse than Connecticut even. You know, but then you go over the border to New Hampshire and then you're allowed to walk around with a gun on your side. So, anyone else who wants to contribute about the gun debate or gun control, or what's your opinion on gun control? Tell me. They knock on your door and they say, hey, like, what did Feinstein say there, that devil of a woman? Feinstein, she said, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, or you're going to jail. Feinstein got those votes. If she got those votes when she introduced that bill, guess what, folks? We go to civil war. We're in a civil war. I believe, in my opinion, that's what would happen. Because nobody's knocking on my door and wanting to see what's in my home. But what would you do? Where do you draw the line? Will you register? In Connecticut, it's mandatory now. You have to register all your guns. And if you want to buy ammunition, you have got to get a license to buy it now. You got a license. $50, I think, the license is to buy ammunition in the state of Connecticut. How pathetic. How pathetic. And if you own any magazine above, I think it's 10 rounds in Connecticut, 10 rounds, you must register them. You must register it. And if you don't, it's a felony. Okay? It's a felony. You get pulled over with a gun in your car in the state of Connecticut, that gun's not registered, and you didn't register that magazine, you're going to jail. You're going to jail. Probably a good $10,000 bond on you. Another $10,000 for a lawyer. Now it's 20 trips to court. Oh yeah, they got you. Now you've got a record. Now you got to turn your guns in because you got a record for the next 10 years until it's expunged. A lot of people don't know that. After 10 years, your record is automatically expunged. But for 10 years, you're not allowed to do nothing. So those of you out there who care about the Second Amendment and you really want to speak up about it, you can call in to me at 657-383-0616. Press 1, and I'll put you on. If you feel strongly about this issue, then this is your time to speak. You need to say something. We all need to say something, because like I said, these shows are archived. They go back. I'm going to tell you something. I think I said this the other night, the show on Friday that we did, it was Thursday or Friday, 1,044 downloads. Downloads. They downloaded this program. They heard what you had to say. 1,044 people. Not to mention people that hit number one, hit pressed one and got onto the program. Okay? That was 1,044 people that know you, supporters, that know the people and know me and know what we're talking about. That's pretty darn good for an internet radio program. That's pretty damn good. All right, I got somebody to press one. I'm going to put him on. I got two, but I'll put this one on first. He was first. Go ahead. Hey, this is Joe in Florida. How you doing?
Who are you talking to, Joe?
I'm talking to you, Joe in Florida.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Well, on the idea of gun control, I think that it happens to be one of these things that it started with the New World Order and it started with Adolf Hitler wanting to register the guns and, collecting them. Why? Everybody knows why, to prevent insurgents. But, you see, you go back. If you go back to world before, just before Japan declared war on the United States, Tojo had his generals, they wanted to invade the United States. Well, they started with some of the Aleutian Islands and they tried to take them, but it didn't work out. We had the manpower to get rid of them. But they wanted to invade California. And their generals were talking about it. That's the thing to do and all of this. And Tojo came out with the idea, and he says, no, we cannot invade the United States because behind every blade of grass there will be a man with a rifle. It seems as though that our leaders forget that. Okay? They all they want to do is remember the bad ideas. And, somebody that goes ahead and does something wrong. But
yeah, you're right.
Joe, if you ever notice that the people that have actually killed somebody and gone into a school and done something there in a school and killed other people, they're all mentally deficient. They happen to be high on drugs and, but you don't try to make the drugs illegal. My God, you're taking their money away from them. So that's my view on that. And I also heard that up in Connecticut, they were going to go around collecting the guns, and nobody gave them. Is that true, Joe?
Yes. They put out they sent everybody, the Connecticut State Police, and there's videos on the internet about that, where they sent out a letter to everyone. Because, when you go to the gun store in Connecticut, you have to give them your driver's license, and they got your name now, and they know that you have that gun. And they sent out a letter saying you have to come in and register those magazines and any other magazines you've bought privately, and you must do it or face arrest, and it would be a felony. And everyone had a mass protest in Connecticut, and out of, I think it's 80,000 gun owners, only 5,000 registered.
Well, in other words, it failed. It failed.
Exactly.
But it's just this here is part of the New World Order idea. And, the CFR, they backed the New World Order 100%. And, the CFR gives, money to our senators and congressmen and everything to vote for what they want to do. So here we have a senator or a congressman. He hasn't got a pot to do anything with before he starts. Then all of a sudden, 5 years later, here he goes. He got $1 million in the bank. It's like
right.
The black guy that they caught.
Yeah.
Here's the black guy that they caught with $90,000 in his refrigerator. $90,000. he was trying to keep the money cool. Okay? So,
that was good.
That was a couple
of
years ago.
That was good. That was a good one.
Right. maybe your relative there that only says a couple of words, I was thinking about that. I thought about it quite a bit. And is the boy from Portugal?
No, that gentleman is actually he's not related to me. I was referring to Alex, my nephew, who, and I don't want to put him out, but I have to speak the truth.
Okay.
Alex, who went into the Army, and the other guest that came on, he was just a supporter of the show, and he was a friend of Alex. That's John from Portugal. Yes, he's from Wallingford, Connecticut. Yes.
Okay. Well, when like me, I know a few words in quite a few different languages, and Arabic too. And the whole idea is, I try to remember them, but I don't. So if I was asked a question, I could answer them. That's what I learned to do, to answer them and to greeting and, different languages. So maybe that's exactly the way he does it. And he has to form it in his mind, like Sampo Nia Kimisho, let's go for a walk in Chinese. Okay.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And some of the other things that I've learned in my travels and what I've done is just very sumasan. Thank you. And ishimishida. And don't make any difference to me. That's what I said. So they're quick words, and you can get the message across.
Okay. Hey, Joe, let me ask you one question, because I got someone else that's been on the line, and I know we're pressed for time because we're only booked an hour, and I took up most of the show. I just got to ask you one question, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Where do you draw the line with gun control? They come knocking on your door, and they say, hey, where's a gun ban? You got to turn in what you got. Do you have any guns? Where do you draw the line as an individual?
No, I don't have any.
Okay.
See, I saw that this was coming a long time ago.
Yep.
And I don't know how to go about saying it outside of saying it, but
yeah, I know.
Anything I need, I've got
the whole
kit and caboodle. I don't have to buy another cap pistol at all. I got everything I need. That's all, Joe.
All right. Hey, Joe in Florida, thanks for checking in tonight. I appreciate it because
people ought to look ahead. I got something else. What the United States is doing right now with that dumbhead that we got for our president, if you notice, he's staying in the background and he's given all the work to some other group of people to do. And he's on TV tonight talking about gun control. Who the hell cares about him? He could stand on a stack of Bibles and I wouldn't care about him. But all in all, people should not only guns and ammunition, you should have a gas mask. Do you have one?
That's right. Yes, I do.
I bought one for my wife and for myself. I've got one. I just don't have one for my dog. That's all. You can laugh.
Hey,
I used to love my dog.
No, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely, hey, that's a member of your family. And when it all goes down, you got to protect your buddy,
Right, and food. Now, food should be something. I have food. I think I've got 14 cases of food for two people. So you could also gasoline generator with gasoline to go with it. Those are the things that, and also some other things that you can learn, okay? We got here in Florida, they got a lot of these lakes all over the place, but you can't drink the water because it's, it's bad. So what you do is people that don't have a well that they can take water from, they could, if you drill a little not drill, but drill a little hole in the ground next to the water. And what happens is it's called a gypsy well. And you can
really?
Drink from it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. Huh.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole idea is water filters through the soil and it purifies it. You know, so you don't have to worry about
the soil. The soil purifies the water. That's what you're saying, right?
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. And just real quick, one other thing. I know you can't cover everything, but through your experience, your age, your experience of life, because you said you saw this coming, what's the most important thing people should take into consideration to have in case all-out civil war breaks out?
That is a hard question. I've mentioned some of the items that a person would need. You know, if he, you know, to have a pile of wood with no matches and no way to start a fire. Okay, you can use a fire starter and what have you, but you should learn a little bit about. I don't know how to go about saying it, but you could trap an animal. Okay, down here. This one, just before the cold weather starts, you get animals rolling around, okay, bobcats and what have you. They're great to eat, you know, if you need the food. And I'm thinking of the word of it. I seen it in Saudi Arabia. I went into a store and they had these little packages. And I asked what they were. Okay, and what they were is they were branches, little small branches with leaves on them from a weeping willow tree. People over there buy that instead of aspirin, and it fills the bill.
Wow.
There's so much, okay, there's so much different things. And there are some other things that you can pick up. I mentioned this before about my mother being very, very sick, and the old guy out in Pennsylvania told her to go ahead and oh my God, the name escapes me right now, but it's a weed. Okay, you dig it out, you clean it, you make a tea, and you keep on drinking it. And she died in her 90s. Okay, so she lived a long, long time. And this happened to me when this happened to her when I was around 5-6 years old. And she had they told her, "Oh, you got to have a sheep's kidney every single year the rest of your life." Well, you find out that herbs are very, very good. Like I told Michael, I don't know if he uses it still, but tea tree oil. Sniff. Don't drink it. Sniff tea tree oil. It clears your head. If you find yourself with a cold coming on and what have you, sniff tea tree oil. And it just, well, for me, it's taking it away every single time.
Wow.
And, of course, other herbs that you can get. Go ahead. I don't mean to take
all right,
of your
yeah,
time.
Joe. No, that's okay, Joe. Hey, that's Joe down in Florida, Sebastian, Florida. Thanks for checking in tonight. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to go ahead and mute you now. But, yeah, we were talking about the New World Order and gun control, and Joe is absolutely right. America, for the New World Order to come about and formulate and come to be, America must be destroyed. And if you missed the beginning of the program, I played a clip from Alex Jones where he went out and he debated the anti-gun grabbers, the anti-gun people. And like I told you, when you come into confrontation with a liberal or a person that does not, or you know, one of these liberal-minded people who are immoral, I'm not saying all liberals are bad because they do have some good ideas, but you know, these people for instance, gay rights, they want to change the meaning of marriage. You know, you're not allowed to call a woman anymore. Now I hear they want to create a new term for men and women. You know, you're not allowed to say man or woman anymore. They're coming up with all these crazy ideas. But, like Joe said, they have got to disarm us first. What did he say when Japan, during World War II, said, "Hey, let's go into California," and the general said no. Every blade of grass, there is a man with a rifle. because we are armed Americans. We must protect ourselves. We have to. And that's the only reason why we're not invaded. Because let me tell you something. If Japan came into the coast of California and they started marching in, we all got guns, friends. It's out there. The streets got them. Do you think we're going to allow foreign troops to come marching in, kicking down our doors, killing us? No. If the military ain't already here, then we'll take care of it. That's why you got the militias, militia. That's why the militias will form. Okay? So it's all about the New World Order. They want to disarm us. They got to. So the gun control debate is heating up again, and we must stand firm and stand against it. We've got to stand up for the Second Amendment. We have to. The First Amendment is the most important because that's why it's number one. And the Founding Fathers knew that. Okay? Whether or not you believe in the Constitution or not, you've got to understand the document of the Constitution. It's for everybody, no matter who you are, where you came from. You cannot judge history. You cannot judge the Constitution based upon what man did throughout history to other people or to other countries or against individuals. Okay? White, black, Chinese, whoever the hell you are. The Constitution is for everybody. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Okay? It is a very important document. And when we shred that document, tyranny will take a foothold. And let me tell you something. If you think America could, if we go into a civil war, I've read the reports. I used to go to meetings with the Restore America plan. Okay? These were people that knew this was a de facto government, not a de jure government. And we can't get into that. You know, it'll be take too long. It'll take hours of a show. But I used to go to meetings and seminars, and they used to tell us, hey, we talk to high-ranking members of the military. If we have a military coup in this country and they start arresting the president and members of Congress, the traitors who are selling us out and poisoning us, we go into a civil war. The casualties are 85%. Do you want to see 85% of this country dead? That's what's going to happen. There'll be utter chaos. 85% of the population, they said. Now, give or take, you know, nobody can, you know, they're going by computer projected models and stuff and scenarios like if this guy lights off a dirty bomb here and, you know, this happens. So, but obviously common sense would tell you if we go into a civil war, you know, wow, it's going to be bad, man. It's going to be real bad. But all right, I know I got 7 minutes left. I got one more caller on the line, Joe in Meriden. Joe in Meriden, Connecticut. Go ahead. Got 7 minutes.
All right. I'm unmuted. The tree that Joe was talking about, the white willow tree, it's the white willow bark, the inside of it, and that's what they used to make aspirin from. It's called salicylic acid, and it's the white willow tree that does it. In the last 28 hours, I put together a DVD for my brother on how to grow your own drugs, and I mailed it to him this morning, so he'll be getting that in the mail. And it's actually not how to make drugs. It's how to make drugs from plants that you find, because most every drug that you could possibly need is out there growing somewhere. All you need to do is identify the plants and bring them home and then make your own drugs.
Are they legal? Are they illegal?
No, they're not. They're perfectly legal, and that's just it. And the oils he was talking about, the essential oils, they are very good. You just have to be very careful on what oils and where you put them and how they're manufactured. And they're very strong and they're very potent, so don't be ingesting them or putting them on your skin. But he's very right there. As far as filtering water, you remember your old swimming pools? They use sand filters. Well, you could use a sand filter to begin filtering your water if you had to, and it could be gravity-fed for all that matter. Get some beach sand. Get some good, clean sand.
What about, Joe, I got a question. What about people in the city? They don't have wells. They're on city water. How are they going to get water? What do you reckon? I mean, what do they do?
We turn on the faucet. Listen. There are streams everywhere. There's water everywhere. Only 3-5% of all the water on the face of the earth is fit to drink anyway, so there isn't that much water to begin with. But there's little streams everywhere. You can get water and filter it. If you're really worried, you know, if you're really worried, there are filters out there you can buy that are made out of ceramic that, that take just about everything. But a sand filter is a good place to start with any water. Because, like I said, you've used it in swimming pools for years, and you know you always look at a person's pool and say, hey, that's nice and clean. Of course, they use chlorine in it, too, to kill everything, which is worse than not killing anything to begin with. But that's another story. Now, talking about that vermin that we got there in the White House named Obama, yeah, I think Russia's doing a good thing here. And I think Russia pulled the rug out from underneath them, and they stuck a big branch in the cogs, because as of right now, they want to have talks with Russia about what they're doing to make sure that they don't do the wrong thing. In other words, our agenda's all screwed up now. Now what are we going to do? And in Connecticut,
what I heard is that the Chinese, and the Russian and Iran are all formulating an army in Syria. So you're right, the agenda is screwed up. But hey, I don't know if you're a Bible believer or not, but you know the Bible talks about that very clearly. You know, the Red Army will invade from the north. They call it Moscow in the Bible, Gog and Magog, and Moscow. You know, they're going to come down from the north and invade Israel, and by a miracle, it'll stop, prevent it, and then you have your Antichrist, you know, who's going to say, hey, I did it, and everybody's going to worship him. But go ahead, move to Connecticut now.
Getting to your guns and everything, and he's absolutely right. Guns, anybody comes to my door, register. Register what? Register a gun? What, are you kidding me? I don't have any guns. The first mistake you do is go down there and tell them you have one. That's your first mistake. Never, ever
True.
Tell them that. Don't tell anybody you have any kind of weapons of any kind or anything. And what they've done here in Connecticut is they've made all World War I, World War II, and Vietnam veterans felons. They've made them felons. Because if they didn't turn in their clip, they're all felons now. So
you mean the magazines that are above 10 rounds?
Exactly. So it's a hell of a way to just go rounding these people up when they have to. Which ones reported it? Which ones didn't? Go get them, guys. You know.
And those are the
people that they don't want on the street when they pull the rug out, the ones that'll actually pull the trigger and get rid of them, you know?
That's right. You're right. Because these veterans are a good backbone. They know, they fought, they know the Constitution, and, you're right.
And you want to start a fire, you want some supplies to use, first thing you should have is a nice magnifying glass. You could start a fire during the day with the sun with a magnifying glass. You know, you walk into court, you go into a store, you steal something, and you run down the street with it, and someone steals it from you, you go to court. The court's not going to help you because you have dirty hands. Well, you know, Planned Parenthood is breaking all kinds of laws here. And for the government to fund them, that means they're in bed with them. That's what it means, because it's totally wrong. You know, I'm trying to go quick here. We're talking about all these killings, and like Joe said, they're all screwed up on drugs. Well, I've said it many times. It's not what you eat, it's what you digest. And what they're finding out now, that all these drugs that they're giving the younger generation, it was thought that their livers were not producing the correct enzymes and everything, and some of them were being affected in a negative way. But what they're finding now, it's their digestive systems. So it's what they're eating is causing these drugs, you know, to make them do crazy things.
That's right. All right, I got 60 seconds.
In Connecticut, if you hurt someone breaking into your house, you'll go to jail. I'm done.
That's right. 60 seconds, you just told me. All right, hey, listen, everyone, thanks for listening tonight. Tomorrow's Friday night, no show, okay? No show. Maybe we'll do one on Saturday. I'll let everyone know, okay? But Sunday night, we will definitely do a show. Sunday night will be a show. It's going to be a little bit earlier. I'm thinking 7:30, okay? And then we'll get back to the normal schedule, 6:30 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It'll be 6:30 p.m., the shows, like we have been doing. I apologize for last night. I really do. I apologize. There was no show last night, but something had came up, okay? So no show tomorrow. We'll do another show possibly on Saturday. Sunday, there'll be a definitely show. Sunday, it's in prime time. So, hey, everyone that listened, thank you very much, and I appreciate it. And I want everyone to participate next time. Everyone that's on the phone lines, in the chat box, in the chat room, I got You need to speak your mind and speak out. Good night, everyone. God bless. Take care.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign.
That's my puppy.
Crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong.